Well, when we last talked, the thing we were talking about was the milk that had gotten thick, and I can't remember exactly what you said. It's milk that you keep on hand until it gets thick because you want to use it in cooking?
Buttermilk.
Would you call it anything else?
Uh-uh.
Ever hear of clabber?
Oh, yeah. Clabber is the top, is the thickening here that you stir back in, and the whey. Okay, let me think. If buttermilk sits, isn't there some whey that comes, some water that comes out of it?
Sounds good.
Yeah, water, I think, comes to the top, and that's whey mm-hmm. that you have to stir back into mm-hmm. the milk when it sits.
Mm-hmm. And the clabber is
the
what?
The clabber is the thick part mm-hmm. below the whey.
Mm-hmm. Sounds reasonable. Okay, do you know what kind of cheese you would make out of this clabber?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, right. Did you ever see it done?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's see. When you milk a cow, what is the first thing that you do to it?
Wash it.
The milk.
Oh, first thing you do to the uh-huh. milk? Oh, after you do it to the cow. Strain it.
Okay. Then, let's see. What would you call something that's baked in a deep dish and it has usually several layers of crust and then crust on top but not on the bottom?
Cobbler.
Okay. Right. Did you ever hear of family pie? Deep dish
no.
pie?
Deep dish I have.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, deep dish and a cobbler is the same.
Mm-hmm. Fine. And if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Right, okay. What would you call sweet liquid that you might pour over cake or pie?
Sweet liquid that mm-hmm. you pour Made over cake or pie?
Oh, sugar and water or milk.
Syrup?
Could be. Mm-hmm. And food taken between regular meals?
Snacks.
All right. You would say... I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
8.
And I will.
Eat.
And I have.
Eaten.
All right. And what is that beverage that most people drink for breakfast, that hot beverage?
Coffee.
Okay. And when you're going to prepare some coffee, you say, I'm going to go...
make some coffee.
Okay. Did you ever hear of boiling coffee?
My mother boils coffee. It's a way you make it. I think. She calls it a drip. She has an old pot.
Mm-hmm.
And... you have this container inside the pot, and you fill the pot up with water, then mm-hmm. you put the coffee inside the little container,
mm-hmm.
and put it in the pot, and you boil the water with the coffee in the sitting in the water in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Sort of, I guess.
And then when it comes to a boil, you'd lift the little container out, and it has a place to drain
mm-hmm.
back into the water.
Mm. And you call it
boiled coffee.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then what do you drink when you're thirsty? You might go to the sink and get yourself a...
water.
In a...
glass.
Do you know names of different types of glasses? Different shapes, maybe?
Nothing other than jelly glass or...
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Okay. You might say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
And I didn't see it...
break.
But someone has...
broken it.
Okay. And if I... ask you how much water you consumed, you might say, I blank a lot.
I drank a lot.
And I have?
I have drunk a lot.
Okay, and we will?
Drink a lot.
Okay. If dinner is on the table and everyone is just standing there and you wish them to be seated, you would say to them?
Sit down.
Okay, and so then they?
Sat down.
And they have?
Sat down.
Mm-hmm. And if you want somebody not to wait until something is passed to him, you say, just go ahead and?
Ask.
Well,
or help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so he went ahead and...
helped himself.
And he had already...
helped himself.
Okay, you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't...
want any.
Would you ever say anything a little more polite, maybe, if it
were... I wouldn't care for any.
Okay. If food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
warmed over.
And if you're eating the same thing tonight that you had last night, you're eating...
leftovers.
Mm-hmm. You put food in your mouth and begin to...
chew.